Good evening, everyone. It's January 20th, 2021. In compliance with the Open Public Meeting Act, this is a regular meeting of the Township Committee. The meeting notice has been posted at the Municipal Building, distributed to the Hunterdon Review, Courier News, the Express Times, the Hunterdon County Democrat, and the Star Ledger. In the meeting room tonight are Committeeman Abe Abakowski, Committeeman Mark Lall, Deputy Mayor Tom McKee, and this is Mike Schmidt. By phone is Committeewoman Bev Kohler, Attorney Matt Lyons, Administrator James Barberio, and Clerk Karen Sandors. Would you all please rise for the flag salute, followed by a moment of silence in honor of our first responders, our servicemen and women, and our healthcare heroes. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America.
United States of America, and to the Republic.
Which it stands.
One nation, under God,
liberty, indivisible, liberty and justice for all.
Mayor.
Thank you very much. Before we start with the minutes, I just want to give a brief update on the what I'll call the COVID update in our township. And we're going to ask for particular patients from the public. This over the past 10 days or so, we've had a couple of employees that have tested positive for COVID. We now have two in our DPW department, including one that just found out today. In our administrative staff, we have one positive case, one person with some symptoms that's awaiting test results, one person who's a member of their household has tested positive. So the good news is the police department currently has no cases, and they are all qualifying for vaccination and are in the process of getting their first and second shots. So the police are in good position. We certainly wish all of our employees, all of the township family, a full and speedy recovery, and then certainly for members of the public as well. If people are following the statistics, you'll see that last I saw, as of yesterday, we're up to 194 cumulative cases. We seem to be averaging 3-4 cases reported to the county a day. So what this means is public services may take a little longer for the next 14 days or so, depending on how long it takes for us to run through this. For example, this morning the DPW crew was out doing salting of the roads, down a couple of drivers, so expect that if we get a heavy snowfall in the next week or two, it may take a little longer than usual to get the roads cleared, but so far we've got a good crew, and they're certainly pulling their weight and you know, working for the public. Municipal services like marriage certificates or certified copies of things may take a little bit longer. Dog licenses, you won't be able to just pull up because we're keeping people working at home, and typically the building will be very much closed without an appointment being made by phone. On the positive side, we have our electronic payments for tax payments is up and running. There's a link on the website, so please advertise that around. So again, the pandemic is hitting the Lebanon Township employee family, and we ask everyone for their patience as we work through this. On to the agenda then. The first item is the minutes from the regular meeting of December 16th, 2020. The committee was provided earlier today with a couple of slight modifications, typos corrected. Any comments to the version that came late today for the December 16th, 2020 meeting? If not, is there a motion to approve those minutes?
I'll make a motion to approve the minutes from December 16th, 2020.
Second.
Roll call.
Second.
Yes.
Yes. Oh, I forgot. I'm out of order now.
you'll go fourth. Yep. Okay. So we've got two yeses.
Yes.
Yes from Ms.
I wasn't here that.
Abakowski abstained, so yeah. I vote yes.
Okay.
All right. On to the minutes of the special meeting of December 22nd, 2020. Any comments to those minutes? Or is there a motion to...
I'll make a motion to approve the special meeting minutes for December 22nd, 2020.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
Yes.
Abe wasn't here.
Abstain.
Ms. Kohler?
Yes.
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 Okay. That takes us to public comment limited to agenda items only. If any member of the public would like to make a comment on any of the items that are listed on the agenda, you'll have to press star 6 to unmute yourself. I remind everyone this meeting is recorded and is posted on the website promptly. Is there a motion to open to public comment?
I make a motion to open the public comment.
Second.
Roll call.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 It must be a delay.
It must. Yeah. At this time, the if anyone from the public would like to make a comment on the agenda items, please press star 6, identify yourself, the road you live on. Again, star 6, if there are any comments. Hearing no one.
I'll make a motion to close public comment.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. So then the item, next item of business is ordinance number 2021-02, the public hearing for the salary ordinance. This ordinance was introduced at the January 6th, 2021 meeting, published in the newspapers as required. Any discussion from the committee before it's open to public hearing? Seeing none, is there a motion to open public hearing on resolution 2021-02 salaries?
I'll make a motion to open to make open the public hearing to ordinance number 2021-02 salaries.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. At this time, if any member of the public would like to make a comment on ordinance 2021-02 salaries, please press star 6 to unmute yourself, identify your name, your by name, and the road you live on. Hearing no comments, last call. Is there a motion to close the public hearing?
Make a motion to close the public hearing.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. So at this time, the motion, ordinance has been introduced, had the public hearing. Is there a motion to adopt ordinance 2021-02 salaries?
I make a motion to adopt ordinance number 2021-02.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 And yes. So the motion is adopted. Takes us on to resolutions. First resolution, 23-2021, redemption of tax sale certificate. The tax collector did sell tax certificate number 201902 on September 13th, 2019 to Christiana T. C/F CE1/First Trust. The amount of $42,025.22 has been collected from the law offices of Bruce Baldinger, LLC, on behalf of the homeowner for Block 12, Lot 10.10, 122 Forest Drive, Glen Gardner, for the redemption of the tax sale certificate. Therefore, this resolution is to authorize the treasurer to prepare and the mayor to sign the check in the amount of $42,025.22 to Christiana T. C/F CE1/First Trust for the redemption in the amount, and an additional check for $50,200 for the premium monies collected at the tax sale. Any discussion or is there a motion?
I'll make a motion to approve resolution number 23-2021, which is a redemption of tax sale certificate, as noted.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. And Karen, our clerk, jump in if you need me to reiterate or slow down or do anything differently, but Otherwise, we're on to Resolution 24-2021, Redemption of Tax Sale Certificate. Whereas the tax collector did sell tax sale certificate 201803 on September 21st, 2018 to U.S. Bank custodian for Tower DB8 Trust 2018-1. The amount of $57,431.62 has been collected from the property owner for Block 12, Lot 46, which is 282 Route 513. For the redemption of the tax sale certificate, this resolution authorizes the treasurer to prepare and the mayor, treasurer, and clerk to sign a check in the amount of $57,431.62 to U.S. Bank custodian for Tower DB8 Trust 2018-1 and an additional check for $27,100 for the premium monies collected at tax sale. Any discussion or motion to approve?
I'll make a motion to approve Resolution 24-2021, Redemption of Tax Sale Certificate.
Second.
Second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Yes. Okay, next is Resolution 25-2021, Return of Overpayment of Taxes, an overpayment of tax in the amount of $250 for the fourth quarter of 2020 was made due to the approval of a 2020 veteran deduction for Block 61-01, Lot 25.06, 3 Simons Lane. This resolution authorizes a check in the refund in the amount of $250 to be made to Vincenzo S. Pepe at that address. Any discussion or motion?
I'll make a motion to adopt Resolution Number 25-2021, the Return Overpayment of Taxes.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. Takes us to Resolution 26-2021, Professional Service Appointment. This resolution appoints Darren Vogel as our Environmental Engineer / Licensed Site Remediation Professional for the year 2021. Fees would be paid on an as-needed basis. There's no retainer or standing amount. Any discussion or motion for Resolution 26-2021?
Yeah, the only thing I was going to ask about, and I don't know, I just went off and toggled off of the new updated agenda, but it says on the agenda professional services agreement, not professional services appointment. I just don't know if that's a technical issue that we'd be dealing with.
I looked to the clerk or attorney who are on the phone.
I just noticed it, right?
Is the resolution?
The resolution says appointment.
Appointment, is that
oh,
okay?
Agreement.
And is there any issue that the agenda says agreement?
Well, it says in the resolution that third paragraph is hereby authorized and directed to execute the agreements.
Yeah.
Karen, are you there?
Yeah. I'm here. It's Matt.
Okay.
Can you hear me?
Yep, we are.
Yeah, do we have, I mean, my packet, just like, I guess, like Bev was saying, I don't see it included. Do we have the contract submitted?
I believe the contract, and that goes to Karen, I believe the contract was submitted through our administrator, James Barberio, and that it's all in good order by the time we have the resolution. As I said, it's not a, it's not, there's no payment up front. It'll be as services are needed.
So I guess the only other question would be, do we know if there's an hourly rate, or because we just are appointing this individual, and if we need him, he's our guy, but we don't know the cost yet, unless it's just rolling over from last year.
The way we've worked with him in past years is when he has to, for example, do a remediation at Fire Station 3, which
right.
I think is done, he provides a proposal for those services at the time.
Okay.
I know, for example, that I sent him a request for a proposal today.
So would this then be only an appointment? Because what if we choose not to use him? I'm putting numbers out there, and
To me, it's
I need legal advice.
Yeah, we need the attorney to tell us whether Resolution 26-2021 is ready for consideration, or whether we should table it?
Mayor, I would recommend that we hold it, okay. That we table it for 2 weeks, and that we marry the appointment with the approval of the contract, which is basically what the resolution does. But that way everybody, because to answer Mr. McKee's question, by appointing him, we would be limited then in our options going forward. So I would recommend that we table this for 2 weeks, and I'll work with the clerk and the administrator to make sure that we are getting the entire situation known and considered by the committee for approval.
Okay.
I don't mean to interrupt, but I'm sorry. I thought I had unmuted myself, but I don't think I did.
No, we didn't.
The administrator did receive an agreement, which I'm sorry, I thought that you were aware of. I believe he reviewed it, and it is in the services that have been provided through the years. So I guess we can wait the 2 weeks, and then I can provide you all with the contract. But, Mike, I believe it's in the folder for you to sign, actually.
Oh, yes, it is. You're right. But I think since the rest of the committee hasn't had that, and there's nothing pressing in the next 2 weeks. I think let's table it. We'll make sure everybody has the information to vote on the resolution. It doesn't.
And what we're going to do then, it's Matt Lyons again, we will not simply be appointing him. We will be approving the contract. You know, the two are going to be tied together.
Okay.
Okay, my only concern is I thought that there was a report that he had to submit by the end of the month. Okay, well, I guess that we'll have to look at it like that.
I'm sorry, this is James Barberio. I'm having a tough time with my throat, but yes, there was a contract that was sent over, and for the amount of $1,750, that's the contract, because he didn't have it to me for the reorganization meeting.
And
so
I do have that contract in front of me here.
Yeah. So, you would be, you know, the proposal was for his work when I guess he was with, I forget the other company, now he's with Lisco.
And this is specific to work to be done at one site in the township.
Right.
So, I guess, unless there's a pressing matter that needs to be done before February 3rd, I'm still thinking we should table this till the next meeting. Make sure we get.
I agree.
Get it reviewed.
I agree.
Okay.
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 So we'll table Resolution 26-2021. Takes us to Resolution 27-2021, a non-fair and open contract. This is for our planner, James Kyle, hereby appointed the Lebanon Township Professional Planner, and the contract is in everyone's packet, professional services agreement for our planner, and the rate quoted stays the same as the previous year from what I can see. Any discussion on the Resolution 27-2021 appointing James Kyle as our planner? Or is there a motion to make that appointment?
I'll make a motion to approve resolution number 27-2021, authorizing the award of a non-fair and open contract for Lebanon Township.
Second.
Yep. Roll call?
Yes.
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 Yes. Okay, then Resolution 28-2021, titled Municipal Alliance Program Revision. This is a program for the Governor's Council on Alcoholism and Drug Abuse, which establishes a municipal alliance between our township and Voorhees High School. We were informed that the fiscal grant cycle of July 2020 to June 2025 has the grants have been reduced due to unexpected reductions in funding for the fiscal year 2021. So the motion before us, which is labeled Form 1B, the Governor's Council on Alcoholism and Drug Abuse, modifies this grant to reduce numbers. Now, this grant is executed and administered by Voorhees High School. We're approving it really as a partner, and it's for alcohol and drug abuse programs in the high school. The revised amount for the 2021 grant is a grant of $5,826, a cash match, which comes from the high school, of $1,456.50, and an in-kind contribution also from the high school of $4,369.50. Any discussion on Resolution 28-2021?
I'll make a motion to approve Resolution 28-2021, Governor's Council on Alcoholism and Drug Abuse Fiscal Grant Cycle 2022.
Second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Yes. Okay, the next resolution, 29-2021, this is an annual resolution stating the salaries of all of the township employees and some open positions as well, but just informing the public of the annual salaries for the list of employees as well as the hourly rates for a list of employees. Any discussion from the committee?
One quick discussion, which is if it ends up the federal minimum wage goes up to $15 an hour, how is that going to impact this?
We would then pass a resolution to change that. You may notice, and I was informed by the CFO who's not on the call tonight. Actually, it was in our salary ordinance that we passed. We had increased some of the minimum salary ranges up to $12 because that's the current state.
Okay.
A minimum wage here, but over time, I don't believe. I don't think we have anybody actually on this list who's below 15. A couple at 15.
There's one. Actually,
the per diem substitute.
Cody Annis on labor.
Yeah, the per diem substitutes, yeah. Right, are below.
Right.
But I, like I said, the CFO told me that currently the New Jersey state minimum is 12.
Right.
Or at least for municipalities.
Yeah.
For us, the lowest we pay is 12.
12, okay.
So
curious.
I don't.
Just curious.
Yeah, for example, and if someone changes positions, we can pass mid-year resolution changing a salary as required.
Got it.
And please, attorney or Karen, our clerk, straighten, correct anything I say that might be misstated there. But
so, no, understood, Mayor. That's correct.
Again. Any discussion or motion?
I'll make a motion to adopt resolution number 29-2021.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Sorry. Yes.
Sorry. And then the last resolution, 30-2021. This is a resolution clarifying the term of Municipal Court Judge Eric Perkins. At our reorganization meeting, we appointed Judge Perkins as the township's judge in our shared service court, which has now moved to the Township of Clinton. We appointed him for a 3-year term. The court vicinage came back to us and said, actually, because he's replacing an existing judge, he is going to be appointed for the remaining 1-year term. So this modifies his appointment so that his Municipal Court Judge term expires December 31st, 2021. Any discussion or motion?
I'll make a motion to approve Resolution 30-2021, resolution clarifying the terms of Municipal Court Judge Eric Perkins.
Second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Ms. Kohler?
Oh, yes. Sorry.
And yes. Okay. So we're through the resolutions. Old business, we have listed IT proposal update. There are some additional complications that we hadn't fully anticipated in terms of getting a hold of the domain name of the existing email system and the like. So unless...
I think we're going to table it until next meeting, and then it'll allow... Because literally 15 minutes before this meeting, I was able to get a hold of our IT person, go through it. There's other methods to do this, and I want to talk with him and then talk with Karen and kind of go which I think is the safest way for us to transition here without... So, but I'd rather put it in writing so it's easier than just talking.
So no action on that tonight, and but there's a lot of focus on that. Okay, the administrator's update. As you heard our administrator say, his voice is not functioning tonight, so we'll... And there, I don't believe there was anything pressing, so we will not drag that out of him tonight. Takes us to new business. The first item of new business is our Class 2 officer wage increase for Officer Gracie. Lebanon Township, like, the state allows us to hire fully accredited, I guess is the term, officers, and there's also a category of a Class 2 special officer, which Officer Gracie holds that for the township. He is not a member of any of the collective bargaining agreements that the township has, so typically the township has given him the salary increases granted to other employees under the CWA agreement. In March of 2019, he got part of the raises that were granted to the other employees. He did not get any raise for 2015. He needs some modified raises for 2017-18. And then in the salary resolution we just passed, we established his current year salary for 2021, his hourly rate, rather, at $25.93. So that was already passed. But the motion that would be for us tonight would be to retroactively adjust his 2015 salary to $23.20, his 2016 salary to $23.61, 2017 salary to $24.02, 2018 to $24.45, 2019 to $24.92, and 2020 to $25.42, with retroactive adjustments for the hours that he worked. Any discussion on granting this pay raise to Officer Gracie?
I'll make a motion to approve the wage increase adjustment for Officer Gracie.
Second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Yes. Next item is to schedule our budget meetings. The CFO informs me that he should be ready to present our budgets and let us have a workshop, which we do annually in special meetings, typically Thursdays in March. I say he should be because with the building now being closed for COVID, the auditor's work might be a little bit delayed. So the state has already delayed the required approval of budgets. But I would like to propose, if it works for everyone's schedule, that we block in special workshop meetings for the four Thursdays in March, March 4th, 11th, 18th, 25th. We can cancel at short notice if needed, and most years we don't need all four meetings. And then an open question, the CFO would be available to start at 4 in the afternoon if that worked for people's schedules. Typically we'd start at 6 p.m. So the question is, what would work for the committee? If anyone has a conflict that they would like to keep it at 6 p.m. start time, we can do that. If anyone would like to start at 5 or at 4.
I think we started earlier. You know, I thought we even started earlier than 6. I thought it was 5:30 or something.
Or maybe it's 5.
So, I mean,
yeah. Yeah, I don't have a problem with that either. I think that would be better anyway. You know?
Does that work?
I'll just make an adjustment.
I will not be here on the 11th.
Okay.
All right.
But I'll be here for the other two.
Okay. Well, we can... If the CFO is ready, we can start on the 4th. We can then decide if we skip a week and if we need to do
4th
more work.
With me.
Okay. And is 4 o'clock start time?
Yeah, 4 o'clock's good.
Ms. Kohler, is 4 o'clock an acceptable time to start for you?
Yep. 4 o'clock works for me.
Okay. So the motion would be to schedule budget workshop meetings March 4th, 11th, 18th and 25th with a 4 p.m. start time. Karen, do you need any more information than that?
Or are we going to even bother? If Abe can't be here, are we not even bother doing scheduling 11th? Or
I'd say let's schedule them all, and we can postpone as needed. And I think the motion should be for budget workshop and any other business that might come before the committee. Okay. Is that correct, Karen? Karen, you may not be muted. Unmuted, rather.
Yes, that's good. I'm sorry.
There you go. Okay, so that's the motion. Would someone make that motion?
Set aside the dates of March 4th, 11th, 18th, and 25th for a 4 p.m. start time for a special budget workshop and any other business that might come before the committee.
Second.
Roll call.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. Okay. Next, we have the annual renewal application for a junkyard license from A.S. Milkowski & Son on Rocky Run Road. Their property taxes have been paid. The fee for the application has been paid. Any discussion or a motion to approve the junkyard license for A.S. Milkowski & Sons?
I'll make a motion to approve the junkyard license for A.S. Milkowski & Son if there's no discussion.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. And next is the renewal application for a trailer park license. This is for the trailer park Camelot at Spruce Ridge Incorporated, Route 31 and Krieger Road. Again, their taxes have been paid for the year, and I don't actually see that. Yes, a fee has been paid for this as well. Any discussion or motion to approve the renewal application for the trailer park license?
I'll make a motion to approve the trailer park license.
Second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Yes. Unless anyone has any other new business for tonight, we are on to presentation of vouchers.
I got another.
Okay. I have for the DPW, Griffin Allied Trucking. This is diesel fuel for a total of $1,219.17. I have Finch Fuel Oil Company. This is for fuel oil for the squad building in Station 1 and 2. The total amount of fuel oil delivered to those buildings was $1,395.14. The other item I have here is for Patriotic Office Cleaning. And this is for July, August, September, and October for a total of $3,970. Different cleaning in different departments. Police department, mostly all the cleaning was for. In fact, all of it was for the police department. Total was $3,970.
I would note that we were doing enhanced cleaning during the COVID period because the police are obviously dealing with the public and they come in and out, and so we stepped that up. That's an additional expense under the current environment. I have our master account November and December for JCP&L, the electric bill, totaling $1,159.29.
I'm going to read one here, if you don't mind. I overlooked. Yep. I also have one for a Patriotic Office Cleaning for, again, the police department, as well as the library and the municipal building, and that totaled $1,840. That's for the month of November.
Thank you. We read out.
So, yeah, forgive me for...
I guess we didn't...
For not knowing this.
We didn't...
I have that. These things here. Yeah. Was not aware that I'm responsible for this. So...
Only the ones over 1,000 that we read into the record.
So what? I have one here, treasurer's certification as to bills and claims.
No, that'll be the total. So at the end, we'll approve that.
Okay. So it's this just, is separate.
Yep. Yeah, it's probably the green sheet.
All right. Whoops.
You need to sign the lower right corner to authorize payment, and if there are any over $1,000, we read them out.
What about this township for the school? taxes, $877,795?
Yes.
Wow, I love that number. That's a huge one. Okay, so you have that voucher. Excuse me one second. Only over.
Yes. Yep, 1,000 and over.
Okay. Have another voucher for, this is Patriotic Office Cleaning Company for $2,720.
Oh, okay. That should be it.
I think that's it.
Yep. Okay, so the bill list is split into two totals, the current account for the period ending.
Oh, wait.
I'm sorry.
Somehow I got skipped. I got skipped over there, but I have none that apply. They're all Tom's and Abe's now.
Okay. So the current account totals for January 15th, 2021 is $1,755,590, and the current account totals for January 20th, 2021 are $16,618.27. And the treasurer notes that we're doing it manually until the year end. 2020 system is wrapped up, and by next week we should have back to normal. Any discussion on the bill list, or is there a motion to approve the bill list as just read out?
I'll make a motion to approve the bill list as just read out.
Second? Yes?
Yes.
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 Yes. Yes, there we go. Okay. We got five
minutes.
I have
just 1 second.
Yep.
I have a green copy, and I have a white copy, exactly the same, but they have two different checks attached to them.
You should read out both. Sometimes the white copy is just a photocopy of something that didn't get back in the mail, or they fax it back or something. Are they both school-related?
Exactly the same in terms of numbers, in terms of the purchase order number. However, the payment record show two different check numbers.
And I believe two different checks were issued.
For the same amount.
Yes, I believe.
Against the same invoice number.
Yes.
How's that possible?
It might have been crossing the December 31st line. It might have been. Obviously, we collect the property taxes for the schools. And
I see it says half payment. Each one says half payment.
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm in the lower right-hand sign, you said, the department head?
The lower left-hand.
Lower left-hand? No, that's the treasurer. Oh, tax committee.
Let's add that to the. Why don't you just read it out? Matt or Karen, make sure we do this correctly.
Yeah, Karen.
It was in the full voucher list approved number, but just read out the amending that you have both.
Okay, so I have two purchase orders, same purchase order number, but it says a half payment January 15th, 2021. They're both January 2021 school tax. Half payment January 15th each of $877,795, and then a half payment each again on January 25th, 2021 of $877,795. That would be over $3 million. And we didn't do $3 million, did we?
Okay.
Is one local board and the other the high school?
It's 11 Township Board of Ed.
I thought you said each one is 800 some thousand.
Yeah.
Board of Ed is.
In our summary here, it totals 1.7.
Right. That would be this plus this. So the question is, why do I have this plus this?
I think because two different checks were written.
Yes, I believe that to be correct.
Yeah. So I think
I believe the leg split up between men.
Okay, so just to clarify, the total payment to the schools is $1,755,590.
That's correct.
Which is issued in two separate checks.
Those two
with
checks
half
equal that amount.
Those two checks equal one with
the Okay.
Is that what we got there?
I think I understand.
Okay.
Yeah.
I agree.
That's a good question. That's a good question, though, Abe, because I don't remember it being like that ever. Usually it's the same amount, a lump sum.
I believe during COVID, Greg was splitting up the payments to the school just to make sure that our tax collection was going to cover our responsibilities there. So I think that's why there's different payments split like that.
Okay.
Thank you. I believe that's correct.
Could it be maybe clear that the actual amount of the check is up here as opposed to the total amount from the two checks on both invoices?
We will. We'll take that up with the treasurer. Sometimes there are procedures that aren't the clearest.
Yes. Sorry.
Yeah. Oh, and one other thing. I think I think it was Kim told me one time with those colors, because I had the same thing. Why pink? Why green? Why white? I think the white was when something had to be faxed back and forth for an approval. The other thing was the green was the ones that I think we do all the time. Like if we have them, like a PO, and then the pink is when we're not always paying those people. Is that right, Karen?
I believe.
Yeah.
I believe the pink are when it's from a dedicated trust fund, like the Open Space Trust or something, and the green is when it's from the general revenue, is what I understood.
Yeah, I thought it was. It's only the trust funds were pink.
Or escrows, or special dedicated funds.
Okay.
Outside of the general account, that's correct. The way copy would be something that is faxed out to a vendor for signature and sent back, and then it would be attached to the green copy or pink copy, just to have the signature. And that's usually when things are like in a hurry or something. I thought is what I heard.
Yeah,
when we needed it.
That's probably the case. Yeah.
Okay.
Doesn't make sense, but that's okay. We'll continue.
That's the process. So, next on the agenda are a few correspondence items, and here you get to hear me drone on some numbers. We normally read out the tax collector's monthly report of receipts and disbursements. We first have the receipts and disbursements for the month ended November 30th, 2020. Taxes collected in the period for the year 2020 were $3,717,522.61. Taxes for the year 2019, $27,066.17. Taxes paid ahead for 2021, $82,334.28. Taxes for 2018, which were sold at the 2020 tax sale, $3,565.32. Interest including year-end penalty, $11,535.94. Cost of sale fees, $553.12. Tax sale premiums, $93,000. Trailer fees, $2,220. Bounced check fees, $20. Bounced checks, negative $4,624.17, for total receipts, which equal disbursements of $3,933,193.27. Next, we have the monthly report of receipts and disbursements for the month ended December 31st, 2020. Taxes for 2020 collected of $226,057.80. Taxes from 2019, $4.89. Taxes for 2021, $50,181.96. Trailer fees of $2,220. Payment in lieu related to New Jersey Water, $404.20. Interest collected of $8,775.89 for total receipts, which equals disbursements of $287,644.74.
Can I go back to the very first one?
Yeah.
When I look at what's paid to the treasurer and what total disbursements, they're not the same.
Yeah. I was noticing that too.
Oh.
Where'd that $2,000 come from?
There's an extra $2,000.
Okay. I mean, and this is correspondence. We're not taking action, but your point is noted. We will check that with the tax collector. I looked at the paid to treasurer without the total disbursement. Actually, more was dispersed than was collected, so it's not. Okay. We will take an item to figure that out. Okay, next is the animal control officer's report from December 2020. Turning to the liaison.
Reporting that.
Nope, a couple of dog bites.
Yeah. Things. Dogs, cat.
Next is the Muskinecung Watershed Association Clean Community, Clean As You Can event. Does our open space liaison have any comments or?
Basically, that's, because of COVID, they still want to
do clean the rivers, and but they're not doing any organized activity. So, you know, if people are willing to get out there, you can reach out to them, and they can assist with, you know, getting rid of stuff that you find, or assisting with, you know, materials you may need. But, you know, kind of clean as a group, clean as a small group, clean as a family kind of thing, instead of these large organized events that they've had in the past.
And I believe as of the date of this letter, they're informing us that there were actually four participants cleaning a one-mile stretch of the Musconetcong River in Lebanon Township, so there is some activity going on there.
Cleaned quite a bit, too.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Wait till we get to the April cleanup and we'll get the tons of trash picked up off our roads. Then we've got the year Environmental Open Space Commission meeting minutes supplied to the committee. This is just for the record.
Yeah.
Nothing to highlight at this point. Then the museum curator's report.
I have nothing to add other than Gina has noted that she has been here 2 years as our curator. That time has moved on pretty quickly, and I thank her for her efforts.
Thank you. Which takes us to the public comment portion of the agenda, where any member of the public would like to make a comment on any topic. Again, reminding everyone the meeting is recorded, posted on our township website promptly, and you will have to press *6 to unmute yourself. Is there a motion to open to public comment?
I'll make a motion to open to public comment.
Second.
Roll call.
Second.
Yes.
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 At this time, any member of the public who would like to make a comment, please identify yourself by name and the road you live on. Again, you may have to press *6 to unmute yourself. We're not hearing anyone making a comment. So is there a motion to close public comment?
I'll make a motion to close public comment.
Second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Yes. And that takes us to executive session, resolution 31-2021, where we will be discussing the topic of the police chief's retirement and succession planning. I do not anticipate any action, so we will be disconnecting the call and won't be taking any action except the motion to adjourn after the executive session. Is there a motion to approve resolution 31-2021 for executive session?
I'll make a motion to approve resolution 30-2021 for executive session.
It's 31-2021.
I mean 30. Oh, it's 31?
31, yeah.
Okay, 31-2021. For executive session, as noted by the mayor.
Second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Yes. And with that, anyone who was listening, and we will be disconnecting the conference call and dialing back the participants after this call. Good night.